32 men have served as governor of South Dakota, and on Friday, five of them were together in a rare occasion at the state capitol. And what do members of this exclusive club talk about when they're together?
Of all the mistakes we made. So we laugh at each other's mistakes. And, but we all of the governors, in my opinion, on both sides, try to make the place better.
That's former Governor Frank Farrar. A life-sized bronze statue of his likeness was unveiled at the Capitol, along with statues of former Governors Harvey Wolman and the late Bill Janklow. Farrar led the state from 1969 until 1971, when he was defeated by Democrat Richard Knipe. Harvey Wolman was Knipe's lieutenant governor and moved to the higher office in 1978 when Governor Knipe resigned to become ambassador to Singapore. Republican Janklow served as governor from 1979 to 1987, and then again from 1995 to 2003. Despite any past political differences, Harvey Wolman says getting together with the other men who served as South Dakota's governor brings them closer together.
We're all on a first-name basis. You know, we're not haughty, big, proud people. And it's so different than in a lot of parts of the country, you know, or status. And we've never thought of ourselves as having a lot of status. Humble, ordinary people that we're very fortunate.
For Harvey Wolman and Frank Farrar, Friday's event was an opportunity for old friends to get together and reminisce. For current Governor Dennis Dugard, it was a chance to get to know his predecessors better.
It's a fact of life that in most cases, the circumstances where we would meet don't ordinarily offer that kind of opportunity. But as I'm preparing for today's remarks, one's called upon to review the history of the people about whom you're going to speak. And so I have a fuller appreciation of the breadth of their careers and the length of their service and the variety of ways they've given public service. And it's impressive. I look at myself and think how little I do in some ways compared to what these governors have done.
The statues of Governors Farrar, Wolman, and Janklow are the three latest additions to the Trail of Governors project, which begins in downtown Pierre and continues through the Capitol grounds. Each statue captures parts of the governor's personalities. Frank Farrar, who at the age of 84 competes in Ironman competitions and runs in triathlons, is depicted in a rumpled suit, striding forward. Harvey Wolman, a former history teacher, is shown speaking next to a podium with his arms outstretched. In his statue, Bill Janklow points with his left hand while holding a bullhorn in his right. Sculptors Lee Looning and Cherry Treby base their design on a picture of Governor Janklow leading recovery efforts following the 1998 tornado that leveled the town of Spencer.
It's a moment in history, frozen, and this was the best choice.
It's a fun piece, and people slow down, stop, and spend time with Bill. That's what we do. Just a portrait where they're standing there. It's easy to walk by.
Bill Janklow's son, Russell, likes the statue, but doesn't think his father would necessarily approve of the honor.
I don't know if he'd be very happy with today's ceremony. I think it'd be 50-50 whether he'd show. I'd probably be here speaking on his behalf. And if he was alive, he probably wouldn't show up for something like this. But, you know, the fact that we've got all the living governors here for this, I think that would be something that he'd be very impressed with as well. And he was good friends with a lot of these people. And we got a lot of South Dakota history here today.
The new statues of Janklow, Wolman, and Farrar will join the first three statues of former governors Arthur Millette, Harlan Bushfield, and Walter Dale Miller, unveiled in 2012. Rick Jensen is Trail of Governors Board President. He says the board changed their original schedule for commissioning statues after last year's unveiling ceremonies.
We saw Governor Miller's and how his family came and how that meant so much to have it during, you know, a governor's lifetime, that we wanted to change it a little bit this year to get all the living governors, except for Governor Rounds, was scheduled for next year anyway. But we thought that would be great to have all living governors and have that this year.
Following Friday's unveiling ceremonies, Frank Farrar and Harvey Wolman stood next to their statues, posing for pictures with their families. The two men seemed both amused and humbled to be face-to-face with the bronze likenesses of their younger selves as governors. Harvey Wolman.
You know, we didn't ask for this. It sort of came as a surprise, and we were just told they're going to do it. And usually they don't do these things until after we're buried, you know, so that's what makes it a little uneasy. The other part of it is, you know, I was governor 35 years ago. I was 43 years old, and now I'm not. So I told the sculptor, I said, you know, I'd like to kind of look like I did when I was younger. And he said, well, I'll do my best. So anyway, it feels really good. It's a wonderful honor.
Frank Farrar.
They make a guy like me look nice. They did a lot of work. I don't know why anybody wants to sculpture me. So it is a great honor.
Next year, statues of former governors George Mikkelsen and Mike Rounds are scheduled to be added to the Trail of Governors. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Carl Gerke in Pierre.